across beds, hearts and butts.
Nana O'Quinn.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Health and Wellbeing Show. You're listening to BBC Three Counties Radio. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is diabetes and hearing loss. And I asked you this question. Did you know that people with diabetes are three times more likely to have hearing problems than those that don't have the disease? Now, it's thought that prolonged high glucose levels, characteristic of diabetes, cause damage to the tiny blood vessels of the inner ear. And over time, this leads to degeneration and hearing loss. So let's speak to Paula Cook, who's an audiologist at Aston Hearing in Amersham. I always hate it when I speak to audiologists because they're going to tell me something that I shouldn't be doing, that I'm doing wrong with my ears. Paula?
Yes. It's very common that we will tell you that you're doing something wrong, like wearing loud headphones,
yes,
or poking things in your ears. So, yes, we're quite honest when it comes to doing something wrong.
Well, I think there should be tinnitus cards. So if there's somebody sitting next to you and they're wearing those really noisy headphones, you just give them a card that says tinnitus.
Absolutely.
With an explanation.
Absolutely.
And just leave it there. I think that'll do it.
That would do it nicely.
So Paula, first of all, how was this sort of link with sort of high glucose levels and hearing loss initially discovered?
So basically, you obviously, when you have diabetes, you get microvascular disease, which is why you look after your eyes, you look after your feet, and your heart.
So does that mean that the vessels go really small, so you can't get enough circulation?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
So they get really thick walls, and then you don't get as much blood flow, so therefore you're not getting as much oxygen.
Okay.
And then that eventually damages the nerves within the system, so therefore they don't work very well, and then you end up getting a hearing loss and with that. So it's, you know, you need to be checking your levels of your hearing.
How can you do that?
So a hearing test every year. When you're diabetic, you have your cardiology, you have your ophthalmology and your podiatry done every year. And alongside that should also be your audiology and having a hearing test to see that your hearing is not being affected by your diabetes as well.
I see. And is that both types of diabetes, so one and two? Because
yes.
Simply,
yes,
because of the fact that it's fluctuating glucose levels either way.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter what type.
I see. And is the effect gradual, so you may not notice it, or is it quite sudden?
No, so it's a gradual over time, because obviously as you have those high blood sugar levels, then it damages more and more nerves, so therefore the hearing loss is progressive, the same as your eye damage or your heart damage is progressive.
I see. Now, your hearing very good?
Yes.
It is, but you have tests all the time. Do you know, the other day I had this, like, because I'd had a bit of a migraine. I don't normally get migraines at all, but I had a migraine, and I had this sort of thing as though something was going around, sort of like I could hear you could hear almost like something moving around from one side of your head to the other, like going, ooh.
So like
what's
a tinnitus. So that's like a tinnitus.
Is
so
it?
Anything that is an internal sound that is not being provided externally is tinnitus.
I see.
So, but it may have been just caused by the headache and the pressure.
Oh, I see, yeah. That's what I thought. Because every time I sort of shut my eyes, it went, ooh, and I was like, keep my eyes open all night, why not?
It's not nice.
It isn't, no. Have you ever had tinnitus?
I have tinnitus in my left ear.
You have?
No, so it comes and goes. If I'm tired, it will increase in volume, or you perceive it to increase in volume, if I'm not very well, then it will generally create a good old volume.
Is it actually a psychological thing?
No.
So you couldn't do something to the brain to make that not happen?
So you can you get it for some reason. So you either have a hearing loss that is enabling you to hear your own body's function, or noise damage, which is damage of the hair cells. So therefore your brain is kind of saying, well, you should be hearing something over here, so I'm going to give it to you. The other one is a hearing loss, so therefore you're hearing your own body working.
You can't
possibly be a silent machine. We've got blood, synapses, cells, heart, lungs, they're all moving, so they have to make a noise. So you start hearing your own internal workings.
And is that when you start having hearing loss, when you start hearing your own internal workings?
No, not necessarily. Oh, really? So some people get tinnitus and have no hearing loss at all. Mm. So they're not
That's even worse, isn't it? Everything outside and inside.
And inside.
You want a little bit of loss to compensate for the extra.
Don't go into a soundproof room like this when you've got tinnitus, because it's awful.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. So I'll be careful and mindful of my headphones. So people with diabetes, then, this hearing loss can be gradual. Basically, they just keep needing to get those hearing tests done.
Yes. So just every year, the same as you would do any other health aspect when you suffer from diabetes, just include a hearing test with that. You're not necessarily going to get that through the NHS, so you may have to go to a private sector to have that done. But it's worth doing. Because obviously when you've got a hearing loss, what you're trying to do is stop the brain from having to work so hard. So to fit yourself and get some hearing aids when that hearing loss has started, you're much better off than waiting for ages and ages until your hearing loss is down so much that when you get a pair of hearing aids, you're given so much sound back that it takes a long time to get used to them. So you're better off doing it earlier rather than later.
And is there, if you lost your hearing, can they bring it back in any way in that, because of that?
So when you suffer from diabetes, you are more prone to a sudden sensory neural hearing loss as well. So if you happen to wake up one morning and think, I've not got hearing in one ear, then that's classed as a medical emergency. So you do need to get your hearing tested, really, you know, the same kind of day. And then, say, at Aston Hearing, we have a referral form that we fill in with the audiogram. It's been supported by an ENT consultant.
What's that? Ears, nose and throat?
Ear, nose and throat. You then take that to accident and emergency if you can't get to your GP, and they will provide you with steroids. And then hopefully that hearing will come back.
So sudden hearing loss in one ear is actually a medical emergency.
Yes.
You need to get that seen to immediately.
Yes, yes.
I suppose, because there is that where it could happen in the other ear, and then you completely...
Yes,
and usually if you don't do it within
unusual
a certain time.
Unusual to be in the other ear, but it can happen, especially when you suffer from something like diabetes.
I see. And if people, you said that this is a service that isn't often, it's not always provided on the NHS, the extra hearing
test. The hearing test, no.
People want to find out more about you guys, I presume you do it to work in the care.
Yeah. So anyone can come into Aston Hearing and then have their hearing checked every year. We have musicians that do that just because they know that they are at risk of hearing loss because of the noise exposure that they have on a daily basis.
What about radio DJs?
Definitely.
They need to come and see you.
Definitely. Yes.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been good talking to you. So if people want to find out more, it's Aston Hearing. They do that sort of things. Well, there are obviously other companies that do the same thing. But if you do suffer with diabetes, it's super important to get your hearing tested. And I've been asking you, should people under the age of 16 be banned from drinking energy drinks?